So this week's Parsha, Parshas Bereishis, we are introduced to the concept and to the day of Shabbos. The Pasuk says, V'yichula Shemayim v'aretz v'chol tzavam, that the Ribbono Shel Olam finished the creation of the 6 days, and everything was beautiful, stunning, the Ribbono Shel Olam was so happy, and here's Shabbos. V'varuch l'kim es yom ha'shiva k'adei shoysai, the Ribbono Shel Olam blessed the seventh day, sanctified it, and that's Shabbos. If you just see how the Ribbono Shel Olam introduces Shabbos and talks about Shabbos, you would think that everything was perfect leading up to Shabbos. It was a perfect Friday. The whole universe is perfect. It's ideal. It's 100%. And with that, here's Shabbos. But we know it was not like that at all. We know that that Friday started off pretty good. The Ribbono Shel Olam created human being, Adam and Chava. So far, so good. But then things took a sharp left turn. Things took a real nosedive. We know that that was the day where Adam and Chava, the same Friday they were created, is also the same Friday that they ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil and brought mortality and death and all tzaras to the world until Mashiach comes. And really, that is how the world comes into Shabbos, in the aftermath of that sin. So therefore, you have this very strange dynamic. We know that, practically, Adam and Chava sinned. Hashem Yisparach curses them with mortality and so on. And that's how you come into Shabbos. And yet, when the Torah talks about coming into Shabbos, it describes a very, a picturesque, perfect situation. So how do you make sense of that? So the Svarim Kedoshim explain that exactly is the point of Shabbos. Shabbos is not just the seventh day of the week, and you go from Friday into Saturday, and Saturday has many halachas of certain things we don't do, certain things we do. Shabbos is a different universe altogether. A person is moving from the 6 days of the week and entering into a different dimension that's called Shabbos. And everything that happened in the 6 days of the week, we leave behind, and we go into a perfect universe, a perfect dimension that's called Shabbos. Therefore, there's something called the person of the 6 days of the week, and that person might be flawed, and that person might have a terrible day, and that person might have caused a terrible sin and brought humanity down to a very low place. But as that human being transitions from the sixth day into the seventh day, it's not the same person anymore. It's a different person. It's a Shabbos Dikimesh. And that Shabbos person is ideal. That Shabbos person is perfect. That Shabbos person is something that is someone that's unaffected and not brought down by the mistakes of the 6 days of the week. And so it's specifically on that first Friday, which everything went wrong on that Friday. But the Ribbono Shel Olam turns that page and brings humanity, brings Adam and Chava and all of us into that higher place and that deeper dimension that's called Shabbos. And that Shabbos is a different, it's a perfect situation. It's Vayichula Shemayim V'aretz V'chol Tzavam. And that's how a Jew enters into Shabbos. A person enters into Shabbos with the mindset that this is a different situation. It's not just another day of the week. It's a different universe. And this universe that I'm now entering into, I leave my baggage behind. I leave everything behind. And I come in with a situation, with a mindset of absolute perfection, of Vayichula Shemayim V'aretz V'chol Tzavam. And that's how a Jew, Bechlal, this time of year, which is all about beginnings, from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur and to Sukkot, and already at this point of Parshas Bereishis, all the promises and the commitments that we made on Rosh Hashanah, for the most part, we're sort of coming back to earth. And maybe we've had that Friday of eating from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And so come Shabbos Bereishis and says, Vayichula start again. All the aridus, all the difficulties that maybe we brought upon ourselves since Rosh Hashanah, we enter into Shabbos. It's a different dimension. It's a dimension of perfection, of absolute R. So Hashem should help that all of us, we should come into Shabbos with Menuchas HaNefesh and Menuchas HaGuf, and both individually and collectively see the redemption of our people. V'bi'es kol tzedek m'hir v'vein. Amen.
Thank you, Hashem.
Thank you, Hashem.